Imagine owing the government, like years of back taxes, but instead of sending you to jail, they hand you a legal get-out-of-jail-free card.
Right.
And for a tiny fee, too. Welcome to the Deep Dive. Today, we're jumping straight into the 2006 South African Government Gazette to look at the vital mechanics of a massive small business tax amnesty.
Yeah, and we're also going to uncover the broader economic shifts that were basically hiding in the legislative fine print of that exact same act.
Exactly. Our mission today for you listening is to figure out how a government actually engineers a financial clean slate.
It is such a fascinating look at how a state resets its relationship with the informal economy. I mean, the 2006 Act targets a very specific group, right? Natural persons, which just means individuals operating as sole proprietors.
And listed companies.
Yeah, meaning private businesses not trading on a public stock exchange,
yeah.
And trusts. The primary entry requirement was having a gross business income under 10 million rand for the 2006 tax year.
Okay, let's unpack this. Because the window to apply was incredibly tight, right? Mm-hmm. Just from August 2006 to May 2007. So why offer this at all? It's clearly not charity.
Oh, far from it. It's a highly calculated strategy to bring entirely informal, off-the-books businesses completely out of the shadows.
Right.
The government basically recognizes that collecting just a fraction of what is owed today is absolutely worth it if they can lock these businesses into the official tax net for the long haul.
So it's less like settling a known credit card debt and more like a club bouncer, offering to ignore your fake ID for a tiny cover charge tonight, just so they can legally charge you for expensive drinks for the rest of your life.
I love that. Because yeah. The government didn't even know half of these businesses existed before this.
And the cover charge for this amnesty, the tax amnesty levy, it was structured to make coming forward basically irresistible. If your taxable income was under 35,000 Rand, the fee was literally 0%.
Zero. And then it climbed on a sliding scale, capping out at just 5% for amounts over 500,000 Rand.
For a maximum 5% fee, the relief is staggering. The legislation just wipes out unpaid income tax, VAT, unemployment contributions, and the secondary tax on companies.
Which was essentially a tax levied on dividends distributed to shareholders.
Right. All of those past liabilities plus all the associated penalties, they just completely vanish.
But wait, I have to ask. If I've been diligently paying my corporate taxes for years, aren't I just being punished for following the rules? Like, while a tax evader gets off with a 5% slap on the wrist?
Well, what's fascinating here is that that was the exact outcry from the public at the time, which is why the lawmakers had to draw really strict boundaries.
They had to cover themselves.
Absolutely. You couldn't just use this as a shield if you were already caught.
Yeah.
The amnesty was completely void if your business was already under investigation before you applied.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And it certainly didn't refund any taxes already paid. By forcing businesses to formally declare their hidden assets to get the amnesty, the government finally gets the baseline data they need to track and enforce compliance moving forward. The business is finally on the radar.
Yeah.
And you mentioned earlier they want to keep these businesses as permanent customers.
Yes.
What is a broader economic incentive there? Because, well, here's where it gets really interesting. The amnesty wasn't the only thing in this act. They bungled in some major tax shifts.
They did.
Property transfer duties dropped to 0% for the first 500,000 Rand. And the estate duty exemption jumped all the way up to 2.5 million Rand.
And this is where we see the brilliance of the economic engineering. Think about it. If you suddenly bring a massive amount of informal, previously hidden wealth into the light, you risk capital flight.
People panic.
Exactly. People might panic and try to offshore their newly declared money just to avoid future taxes. But by drastically lowering the barriers to property transfer and wealth inheritance at the exact same time,
you incentivize people to invest that capital locally.
Right. You're pairing an amnesty with a reason to stay. You make it cheaper to buy real estate and pass on generational wealth within the newly formalized system.
It encourages legal property ownership right when these businesses are entering the formal economy.
Yes. When you look at this balancing act, you really realize it's a masterclass in using policy to shape behavior. What stands out to you about this legislative balancing act?
For me, it shows that tax legislation isn't just a bunch of math on a page. It's really a behavioral tool used to structure an entire economy. We started by talking about that get-out-of-jail-free card.
And the real question is whether handing out that card changes the rules of the game permanently.
Right. Like, if a government demonstrates it is willing to wipe the slate clean for a 5% fee today, how does that historical precedent alter a business owner's willingness to strictly comply with tax laws tomorrow.
Will they diligently follow the rules, or?
Or will they just wait in the shadows for the next amnesty? It's definitely something for you to ponder. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.